Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
We were just saying that this is now the third year in a row that this man has committed to being on the Diner Tour whenever we stop in Fairfield. Superintendent of Schools, Michael Testani, is back in front of me at a different diner, but still in Fairfield, Southport Diner. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Are you excited that we're down to the last few weeks of school?
I am super excited.
Are you allowed to say that as superintendent? Yeah, you can, right?
I mean,
you're like, I'm human. I like summer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody loves summer.
Right? Who doesn't love summer vacation, honestly?
I'm still a big kid.
Yeah, well, that's why we get along so well. In fact, the last time I saw you in person, this is a crime. I think the last time I saw you was last summer during the celebration for the Fairfield Little League team.
Absolutely.
For going as far as they did in the Little League World Series.
Almost being world champs.
Yeah.
Great job by the...
Is that really the last time we hung out? That's pretty bad, Mike.
I know.
That's... Yikes. I mean, you've come on the show, but I haven't seen your face.
Correct.
I mean, you look the same, though.
Thank you. So do you.
You look well.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being here, though. What has happened this week? I think I had contacted Fairfield Cares at one point, but there's been a lot of talks, I think, with students about social media this week. What's going on in Fairfield?
Yeah, we hosted a gentleman by the name of Max Stossel.
Yes.
He came out to our three middle schools, two high schools, and also did a session for parents on Tuesday night, which was great. I think it opened some folks' eyes, especially the kids. And I think we learned a little bit about how much that the kids really are not loving social media, yet feel it more as an obligation because everyone else is.
Has to do it.
So we did, and Max was able to get them to pledge to try to make some shifts, you know, small shifts, because obviously to make catastrophic shifts could be, you know, tough for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is very sensitive as a teenager, as you know.
Totally.
So,
are you kidding me? Everything's sensitive, it feels like, in today's world, even as adults.
Well,
so, yeah.
That too. But,
I'm just saying. But, yeah, of course, for kids.
Yeah, so we're hoping that he raised some awareness amongst the children, but definitely amongst our parents. I think it was a pretty good turnout. We had hope for a little bit more, but a lot going on in town that night. People are going here and there. It's baseball, softball, and all that other stuff, but... It actually was a good evening, and I think we got to keep the conversation going as we enter into the summer, but also into next school year.
It's interesting, Mike, because not only to your point do I think that there's probably this, because you and I were talking about how we're actually really not into social media, both you and me are not into social media, other than my one platform that I have under my contract. I'm not really into it. And I think you're not either, actually.
I have no social media.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I have to literally, like, old school, either email or text you. There's no way I can message you otherwise. But it's interesting. I think on top of maybe not the interest of feeling peer pressure to be on social media, the other thing is, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more situations where people are bullied on social media or end up in situations online where you can't track it as well. I don't remember... I had you on about this maybe a year or two ago at one of the high schools in Fairfield where there was the Snapchat incident that had happened. So we've seen our fair share of where social media, we don't have like social media literacy just as a country in general. But I mean, certainly that I'm glad that you guys are focusing on that.
Yeah, I think as I mentioned the other night to the parents, I think to me, this is bigger than the war on drugs from the 80s because,
wow,
you know, a kid comes home from a party, you know, they're high or they have something to drink. You can notice it. You can address it. By the time the signs of the ill effects of social media start to rear their heads, kids are already addicted. The problem is already perpetuated to somewhere where probably need more intervention than just a, you know, a reprimand by mom or dad. So
right.
I really feel bad. And it starts with parents. You know, we had that conversation the other night. You have to have difficult conversations.
And engage and lean into it.
Absolutely.
It.
I mean... Mm-hmm. More and more, I get it. Parents want to have more of a friendship type relationship, and you're not there to be friends. You could be friendly, I say, but not friends. But you can't operate from a place of fear either. We have great kids. Kids are great. They want boundaries. They want expectations. They want accountability. They don't always love it when it happens,
right?
But they appreciate it. And I think as we both did, I'm sure as teenagers growing up, we didn't always like the decisions, but we're grateful when you look back.
I'm grateful we had no social media and barely cell phones and computers. I mean, I took typing classes in Fairfield. That's how old I am, is that we had to learn to type in middle school at Fairfield Woodham Middle School, actually. That's where I was learning to type.
Yeah, and it was interesting. One of the parents brought up the other night, as we're getting to the end of the year, you have the 5th to 6th grade promotion. I don't like to call it graduation, and 8th to 9th, and all these, you know, milestones. And a lot of times the 5th to 6th is a gift, is a smartphone. And I think we need to rethink that. There are other ways to communicate. There are other devices that you don't need to give a smartphone to a 6th grader.
Well, it's interesting you brought up the cell phone, because I know Fairfield has been cracking down on the cell phone policies. But what do you think about at the state level now? So last year, as you know, they passed a bill that just required guidance for all districts to decide what they're going to do. This year, and it looks like it's going to pass, as long as it gets to the governor's desk in time, a full-on cell phone ban, a bell-to-bell for every district, no questions asked. What do you think?
I think it's great. I think we have learned this year that kids interact better. They're having more fun in school. And I say that because they're interacting with each other, lunchtime, common areas. They're not head down in a phone, sitting at a lunch table in silence. They're talking, they're playing, they're joking. And that's what we like to see. I mean, we want to see more face-to-face interaction. I think that's how kids learn and grow. Buried in a cell phone is bad. And there's enough research, there's enough books written and everything else. I don't think we need to hear more or be proven wrong. I think I rather have somebody, and I think this was mentioned the other night by our speaker, prove me that it's good for you. Prove to me it's good for you, rather than me have to prove to you it's bad.
Yeah, that's so true. But Fairfield had, in some regard, I remember you had talked about a couple of years ago, the phone tree.
Yep.
Did you guys end up going forward with the pouches?
We did.
You did? Okay, so this year you guys had the pouches in place?
Yes.
When did that start? At the beginning of the school year?
We started in October.
Okay, and that seems to be going well?
Very well.
For what grades do you guys do that?
9 through 12, and then middle school they have to keep it in their locker.
Okay. In elementary, you just don't, that's not really an issue.
Can't bring it.
Well, so it's interesting, Mike, though. So in our district in Milford, they don't even allow any smart devices. No smart watches, no nothing. The only thing we can do is, like, if we want to use an AirTag or something to put in a backpack or whatever. But they really, even at the elementary level, which I found very fascinating.
Yeah, we do that as well.
Yeah.
What we're now starting to see and we're going to push is the glasses, the Meta glasses.
Are you kidding me? You're seeing that already?
We're starting to see that already. And
did you ever think as a superintendent you would see Meta glasses in the classroom?
No, I told this story the other day. I remember being a school counselor in Norwalk, and one Monday morning, a parent dropping a stack of papers on my desk and say, you need to do something about this. And I looked at it, and it was AOL instant messaging back and forth between a group of young girls at the time.
I used to love AIM. Oh, my goodness.
And I never thought it would evolve to this.
Right?
What a wild time. Meta glasses,
yeah. I tell you. And I know the school budget is still being worked out. There's going to be another meeting next week. Is that a final?
RTM votes on the final town budget next week.
Okay. Well, I'm probably going to bother you. Is there anything else you want to make sure people know about happening in Fairfield, education?
Well,
anything like that.
It's springtime. Kids are getting outside again.
Very true.
We want to remind everyone that e-bikes and scooters, kids are out there zipping around. They're not always using good sense. And, you know, just be cognizant when you're on the roads, especially around, you know, school arrival and dismissal, that kids are zipping around. They're not always paying attention. So we need to be a little bit more diligent to make sure that their safety is paramount.
Yeah, very true. And I know starting tomorrow, they've got the speed cameras near a lot of the schools starting. They're not ticketing for a whole month, but the cameras are up and running starting tomorrow.
Yes.
That's what my understanding is from Chief Paris, is it starting tomorrow?
Starting tomorrow, May 1st, and they're around all schools, including our college campuses. So
it's good.
If you're not a cautious driver, become one quickly.
Start now.
Yeah, you, probably a good idea.
You got your warning for sure. Superintendent of Schools Michael Testani, I always appreciate chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, cool. I'm going to bother you next week, though. Let me know how the budget goes.
Okay, you got it.
Perfect. All my people call your people, aka all you, because you're not on social media.
I am not on social media.
Okay with that, though. Me neither. Not really, actually. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning, our diner tour stop number one right here at the Southport Diner. We're going to be right back in just a couple of minutes.